live in climate and this is good food. What would you give up for your family? In the case of Justin Pichuk-Rungsi, the answer was his career. Justin grew up playing hide-and-seek among the tables of his family's 39-year-old restaurant, Anajak Thai in Sherman Oaks. He's now behind the wok, making innovative changes, all while carrying on his family legacy. He joins us with this story for this week's In the Weeds.
My name is Justin Pichuk-Rungsi. I'm the chef owner at Anajak Thai Restaurant here in Sherman Oaks. Anajak is a restaurant that was started by my father. We opened in 1981. My father started then, and we've been in the same location in Sherman Oaks as a neighborhood spot for 39 years. And we have a lot of regulars. I would say that most of our customers are regulars, folks that have been in Sherman Oaks and in the Valley for a while. And I grew up here. I grew up in the back. I grew up in the kitchen. I grew up in the front of the house, watching my father work behind the wok. I mean, seeing him super charming behind the tables, seeing my parents work together. I mean, my parents would always have me front of house, you know. They'd push me out to the tables. They'd say, go, go, go. Go to table two and introduce yourself. I'm like, you're not going to come with me? And they're like, no, no, no. Just tell them. You're Rick's son. Go say hi. Go say hi. And it's that kind of spot. My dad's originally Cantonese from by way of Bangkok. He was born in Bangkok and was always a hustler when he was a little kid. Worked in clubs and bars and hostess bars and hotels when he was 13. He's just been like in the hospitality industry his whole life. And when he came here in his 20s, he was working as a tempura cook, a fry cook at a Japanese restaurant, pretty popular Japanese restaurant, simultaneously at Jack in the Box. And he eventually moved his way up in the Japanese restaurant called Miyako until he became the head sushi chef. And back then, there wasn't a lot of like non-Japanese sushi chefs, but he's very good at cutting fish, and all of his staff meals that he would make would be Thai, obviously. After 12 years of working in at Miyako and doing Japanese food, he said to his boss, I think I'm gonna open up my own spot. And there he was, with just by himself, opened up this tiny little spot here. We expanded just to the tenant next door shortly thereafter. But he's 71 years old now. He had a stroke about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. And so he doesn't cook anymore. But I'm very fortunate that he was able to teach me how to cook when he was still behind the wok, still on the line. I mean, he was on the line, you know, his whole life. It was his dream to open the restaurant, and there it is. Before I worked at Anajak, and before this became my full-time thing, I was working as a concept artist and an art director at the Walt Disney Company in Imagineering and in Interactive. I didn't know how I was going to make it over to making the restaurant a full-time thing. You know, when you're working a big, you know, corporate job, you have these dreams and you never know how those things are going to happen. After my father's stroke, my mother said, well, I mean, I know you don't want to think of it this way, but the universe is giving you an opening to finally do what you've always wanted to do. Being a restaurateur now feels, as it always has felt, a very multidisciplinary job. And it is very stressful because things are changing so fast. I mean, we've seen so many changes in the last 6 months, and you can see that as like one big change because of COVID. But every week it feels a little bit different. When we finally like moved into the phase where I said, you know what? I want to be creative now. I don't want to feel confined anymore. I'm just going to do whatever I want to do, because if it works, then cool. If it doesn't work, nothing was working anyways. So why not just try it? And I was making tacos for staff meal. So my cooks are from Oaxaca and Mexico City. And it was just, I was like, just playing around. I was like trying to impress them with, you know, my taco making abilities. And, you know, got these tortillas from Princesita. And I was like, oh yeah, like very excited about, you know, doing this to impress the guys, the team. And they're like, oh yeah, this is pretty good. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I'd just be a taquero for a day. Let's just try it out. So then that's how Thai Taco Tuesday started, was just trying to impress my cooks. And it just turned into a really fun way to like transform the night that was so slow, right? Tuesday nights in restaurants, so slow, into something that, you know, has energy. I thought about it recently, like, how long do I want to keep doing it this way? You know, this way is actually kind of hard. You know, how can I grow the restaurant in a responsible way? Like, I think my responsibility is to be the steward of Anna Jack. And it's an honor and a pleasure for me to like, to take care of it, to take care of the people, to take care of the rickety, rusted building with, you know, the doors that kind of work, and the burners that only work like this when you turn the knob like this. And, you know, my job has been to maintain it. And I think that in the future, my job will hopefully be to grow it and to see it continue on, hopefully at least another 40 years. I mean, I know that's insane, but I mean, I look up to all these winemakers and they're like multi-generational. I'm like, wow, isn't that incredible? I just want to continue having fun doing this because I love doing it. And let's see, if you come tonight to Anna Jack, you have two courses of options. One, you can make a reservation, and we have a single private table in our alley. That menu is the normal dine-in menu, or you can actually do, I guess, what we're calling the Thai omakase. So that's like a course out, sort of 10, 12 courses where I'll cook for you stuff that's off the menu, a lot of dry aged seafood specialties, chili dips, things that I want to serve that we can't do in the form of takeout. If you can't do one of those, then actually I think the best option is do takeout. Of course, order fried chicken. Of course, get the meatballs, the lap tot. There's northern style meatballs, are delicious. And grill hold fish is probably one that I'm the most proud of. And it's typically dry aged for 1 week. And it's my father's namjim seafood sauce. So there's a little bit of me and a little bit of his vision in it.
That was Justin Peachet-Rungsi, second generation chef and owner of Anna Jack Thai in Sherman Oaks. If you missed any of today's show, listen on our website or in KCRW's mobile app, subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. My thanks to the Good Food team, Jillian Ferguson, Laurel Garcia, and Desmond Taylor. Special thanks to Laura Kondarajan, Amy Ta, Paul Smith, Gary Masiha, and Kenny Ng. Find some inner peace this week with some good drinks and definitely some hot cheese. I'll see you on the other side with a new episode of Good Food.